Couple of big issues on Wall Street right now. The apparent slowdown in certain parts of the economy, specifically the housing market, we're beginning to see some anecdotal evidence that, pending home sales, you know, which were supposed to be down 0.4%, we're down 1.8% here locally. It looks like the home price increase has slowed a good bit. But the other thing that Wall Street really cares about are tariffs and trade, and in particular, what's going to happen with China. One man who's in a unique position to address both issues is Robbie Briggs. He's the CEO of Briggs Freeman Sotheby International Realty. And international in the sense that he actually speaks Chinese. His son lives there, and they do an active business with a lot of the Chinese. Robbie Briggs joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. Nice to be on your show.
Thank you. Well, so let me start with the Chinese aspect first, because I find that that's so intriguing. I mean, you have sort of an ongoing dialogue with a lot of customers. There have been a lot of interest in Chinese investing in homes and real estate over here. What kind of feedback are you hearing after this trade, hopefully squabble, has developed?
Well, yes, we represent a lot of Chinese that are trying to get their money out of the country, or they already have it out of the country. Maybe they've got, you know, money stashed in Singapore or Hong Kong, and they're even more interested in doing so today because things are much more volatile right now in China. The economy with these tariffs and whatnot has slowed considerably down for China for the first time in quite a while, and makes them more nervous than ever to get their money in a safe haven place like the United States.
And they see real estate as a good vehicle for that then.
They think long term. So yes, they think that real estate is a very safe investment for a long term investment, and it is.
So you haven't seen any sense that because of this trade war that seems to be developing, that they've turned to other countries, that they have a greater interest elsewhere?
Well, they've been investing in other countries. They've been investing globally, as you know. I mean, anywhere from the Bahamas to Africa to South America. But I still think they think one of the most stable and long-term investments is the United States. And they get particularly interested in different sectors of the market. Currently, they have a lot of focus on data centers. They also have had they've been involved in multifamily and been involved in hotels and all kinds of things, but right now they've kind of, I think even the country is more favorable for them to be looking at data centers.
Tell me about the real estate market, the home real estate market here. Again, as I said, we've seen these anecdotal monthly figures coming out. Most recently, Thursday morning's pending home sales nationally, falling 1.8%. What's going on in this market?
Well, I do think people are, it's an election year. And anytime, not a presidential election year, but it's an election year. And anytime there's that in the offering, buyers get more conservative and want to wait and see what exactly is going to happen. I think several think that should the Republicans be voted out of office, that we could go really pretty quickly into a recession. So I think people are a little more cautious. Some of the big money is more cautious. But the interesting thing, even though, yes, I'd say most of my agents would attest to the fact that things have slowed down, they haven't come to any kind of stop. We're still selling a lot of real estate. And for a long time, the very, very high end was stale. It was not moving. That's one of the things that sort of surprises me right now, is some of the bigger properties are selling, and which I think is always a good sign, because a lot of times that's some of the smartest money. Those people are very, very in tune to what they think the market is doing. So I think that's a good sign. Where it's been affected most with interest rates going up is kind of first-time buyers are having a harder time coming out of rental and going into their first purchase. But that's the only area that I've particularly seen it slow down.
What are the excuses I'd heard for a slowdown of the housing market, particularly around here, is that there's no inventory. There are no houses for sale, so there's nothing to buy.
Well, up in particularly in areas like the north, where Plano, Frisco, and on McKinney, et cetera, where so much relocation has been, they have really taken up the supply, and the builders have not caught up with providing that. But so that is one of the issues of why things would slow down. It's just not there.
Well, you're sitting in a unique position to comment on multiple subjects. We appreciate the time. Robbie Briggs is our fluent Chinese speaker, the CEO of Briggs Freeman Sotheby's International Realty. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, David. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.